Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Tuesday, May 26. In Squiz Kids today, astronauts ready for historic space launch, South Africa's pygmy seahorse, dog sled champ stranded, and Japan's gaming granny. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Two American astronauts will make history on Thursday morning Australian time when they clamber into a rocket made by businessman Elon Musk and are propelled through space to the International Space Station. The rocket launch will be the first time in 9 years that astronauts have gone into space from American soil. Astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken will take 24 hours to travel from the launch pad in Florida to the International Space Station, which is in orbit above the Earth. If successful, businessman Elon Musk's company SpaceX will be the first private company to launch humans into space. So, why is that a thing? Because it opens up the possibility of commercial space travel in the future, which is to say, one day in the future, hopping on a rocket ship to go into space might just become as commonplace as hopping on a plane to visit another country is today. Back here on the ground, and it's been a busy 24 hours for our Earth too. Western Australia has been slammed by a superstorm, with winds in Perth and surrounding areas reaching up to 140 kilometres an hour. Emergency services were kept busy most of yesterday responding to calls for assistance, which is also what New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern almost needed yesterday when a TV interview was interrupted by an earthquake shaking the building she was in. While across in Victoria, the earth was shaking too, but for a completely different reason. Thousands lined the roads near the Hazelwood Power Station to catch a glimpse of 8 massive chimneys from the former coal-fired power station as they came crashing to earth in a controlled explosion as part of the closure of the facility. There's a link in today's episode notes to the impressive sight.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story wherever it stops. And today we've landed in South Africa. Or in the sea, just off the coast of South Africa to be precise. Where researchers have found a new species of pygmy seahorse. And they couldn't be more excited. A pygmy seahorse is about the size of a grain of rice. So finding one anywhere at all is a massive achievement. But this discovery is all the more surprising to scientists because until now, each one of the 7 other species of pygmy seahorse that is known to science lives in and around Australia and the Pacific. So a long, long way from South Africa, said one researcher. It's like finding a kangaroo in Norway, which you have to admit would be pretty weird.
Sport time!
Remember a couple of months back, we brought you the story of the Iditarod dog sled race in Alaska, a state in the USA that stretches up towards the North Pole? Teams of huskies pull racers from different countries across thousands of kilometres of frozen landscape for up to 15 days. And this year's winner was Norway's Thomas Varna. Well, the race finished over 2 months ago, and because of coronavirus travel restrictions, Thomas has been stuck in Alaska ever since with his 16 dogs, unable to get home to Norway, and his wife, 5 kids, and 35 other dogs that he owns. He and his 16 dogs in Alaska are hitching a ride on a private charter flight in early June to get home, and when he gets there, he says he plans on doing whatever his wife tells him to, like for the rest of the year. Smart man.
Pop Culture Corner.
On YouTube, she has over 250,000 followers. In her home country of Japan, she's known as the Gaming Granny. And now, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, 90-year-old Hamako Mori is officially the world's oldest YouTube gamer. Hamako, who says Grand Theft Auto is her favourite game, says she started gaming 39 years ago at the sprightly age of 51, and says she sometimes gets so hooked on a game that she'll sit up until 2 a.m. playing it. See? Once the gaming bug bites, it's hard to resist.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which US state is the launch pad of the SpaceX flight to the International Space Station? That's right, it's in Florida. Question number two. Off the coast of which country have researchers found a new species of pygmy seahorse? Yeah, you got it, it's South Africa. Question number three. Name the favourite video game of the gaming granny, Hamako Mori. Yeah, that's right, it's Grand Theft Auto. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Georgina from Crookwell, Dylan from Mossman Park, Kirby from Kangaloon, Caden from Cannon Hill, Henry and Maddie from Sydney, Cody from Foster, Monique from Hevia, Ruby from Abbotsford, Jeannie from Brunswick West, James from Saratoga, Noah from Mount Gravatt East, Sophie from the Sunshine Coast, Dylan from Brisbane, Alex from Abbotsford, Harry from Forest Lodge, Elise from Kapuka, Edwin from Canberra, Matt from DY, and Oscar from Auckland in New Zealand. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Rob from Sydney, Liam from Inverell, and Caleb from Callista. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. Today's classroom shout-outs go to the senior kids at St. Bridget's in Healesville, St. Raphael's in South Hurstville, Year 4I at Newbridge Heights Public School with Mrs. Spillane, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Mrs. Spillane. And Miss Perkins, Catherine and Zach, who all share a birthday from Class 4MP at Lane Cove Public School, as well as Classes 3, 4KD and 2NG. Happy birthday to you guys as well. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday and you want a shout out, or if you'd love a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. If it's your first day back at school today, have an awesome one. And a reminder too, a full transcript of today's episode is available on our website, as it is every day. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, you all know what to do. Get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.